You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Wednesday evening and I'm still in Davos. And the most interesting thing in tech, I just moderated a fascinating panel with three MIT professors who work on AI and computation. They presented their work, the room got into arguments, we had lots of discussion, it was lively and feisty. Somebody wrote it up, you can see roughly the summary here. But three things that stuck out. So one, we had a discussion about robots and empathy. And what will the robots of the future look like, the ones that interact with us? Will they be fully human, or will they be kind of like the robots we have right now? Think of Baxter, if you've seen it, where there's a slightly anthropomorphic face and then a very distinctly robot body. And the answer from Cynthia Brazil, one of the MIT professors, is they'll still be like what we have now. Even when it seems like we have the capacity to fully mimic human faces or what humans look like, we won't want that in the robots. And maybe actually we won't really be able to get there. Our faces are so complicated and there's so much context in the way we respond. Another debate we had was about consciousness. There's a long-standing debate about whether artificial intelligence can create consciousness. You can get philosophers going on this for a while. It gets people all tangled up. It's lots of fun. But Josh Tenenbaum, one of the professors, had a pretty good answer, which is there are elements of consciousness, like how do you deal with the felt experience, that we won't be able to program. We don't know how to do it. But there are other elements of consciousness, like awareness, like the fact that there's nobody around me or behind me. That sort of thing you can put into computers. Artificial intelligence will be able to do that. And then, most interestingly, or most surprisingly for Davos, there is a debate about socialism. One person in the audience was making the argument, well, as AI comes along and as it takes jobs away and creates new economies, the natural response will be to move to a more socialist system, where people who won't have jobs because the machines are doing the jobs will be protected by the state. As you can imagine, this being the World Economic Forum, there was not universal consensus around that. But it was an interesting conversation, and I think the most interesting thing in tech today. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.